good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Cattle futures today finished lower. We're down 30 in the November futures at 125.50, about $1.80 off the low from earlier today. January's down $1.12, 117.62. March down 70. So we've had two down days here in a row, but we're still higher than where we were about a week ago in the March feeders. Back then we were about 109, and we went as high as 118. So about a $9 rally in the last 2 weeks. Of course, we've retraced about a third of it in the last couple of days to 115.32, and that's on the March. We never got to the 50-day moving average. It's 118.84 currently. It did try to get close, but never quite reached there to meet that resistance level. So there's still hope that it could get to those levels. Live cattle, on the other hand, were about $1.12 lower on the December's to 102.95. February's down 82 at 104.45. We did have a small bit of cash trade from the week. It looked like most of it was around 105, steady with last week. And then boxed beef here at midday was uneventful, up 28 cents on choice to 189.02. Select was down 12 at 173.75. So pretty uneventful there. Weights are currently about 1,383 pounds live going into the feedlot, so they're still pretty high, dressed 841 pounds. And then the feeder cattle index yesterday was just under 126 and up 56 cents.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn futures were steady today. Beans were 1 to 1.5 higher, and then the wheats were about a penny to 2 pennies higher here. A lot of the action today in the grain markets over the week really have been focused on big exports and the U.S. dollar selling off. The U.S. dollar was down 20 again today at about 97 cents. These outside factors here we're focusing on, other than what's going on with the harvest, as you know, corn and bean harvests are nearly complete. So we're starting to shift to outside factors, and the election, of course, is one big one. And then we've also got on the 9th, we've got the USDA report, and of course, Informa and FC Stone both released their private estimates of that, both a little bit higher than where the USDA was. So the crop keeps getting a little bit bigger there for the corn and beans, but the election and then what impact that'll have on global financial markets and global trade in terms of our grain demand is going to have a pretty big impact is kind of the overall outlook here and what will happen to interest rates. If interest rates go up, of course, the dollar will get a little bit stronger. Dollar gets a little bit stronger, that will hurt exports. So a lot of things going on here on the world markets. Crude oil today down 50 cents. The Dow Jones down about 50 points, 17,804. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.